thank you all for tuning in on this beautiful Saturday afternoon.
Had a little touch of fall last week and kind of made me want to rub my head up against a tree a little bit.
It's kind of nice. It's kind of nice. I wore a sweatshirt out of the house for the first time.
Yeah. It kind of got a little itch between my ears. I wanted to go rub my head up against a tree and, you know, maybe spar with the neighbor. Fall will do that to you.
Yeah, it will.
Man, fall, it just, oh, it's so close, but yet so far.
Oh, and we're going to get, like, that's, with the fake fall and
everything. Yeah, we'll have to dig that out. Get back.
We probably won't be into fall until, like, November.
Mid to late October. I'll make a bet. I don't know. This year's been cool.
Halloween last year was hot.
That's okay. This year's been cool so far.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a prediction, like, the second week in October, we're, like, in the 70s.
Really?
Why not?
Well, that's fine because it's
football
season. I
can't be any more
season.
Wrong than the weather forecasters.
Football season starts August 20-something for me, and
you're not playing football.
So, no, but I'm not going to sit out there in, like, 80-degree weather watching a football game.
You don't have to go. Just save me a lot of entry fees and gas getting back and forth. And you're not even playing, so why are you going to football games?
Because I'm going.
She doesn't want to go there. She doesn't
so
want to
So he
there.
Plays football.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
You know.
Still the same guy. Really.
I'm not
going to
say. I'm not going to say anything.
You like him. You gave him AFCO hats.
I gave him AFCO hats. That's what they give them to me for. You give them out, and I gave him an AFCO hat. And a Yamaha hat I've had for like 4 years. And what else?
A couple of Shimano hats.
Yeah.
But he liked the Yamaha hat because he drives Yamaha dirt bikes, so.
Okay.
He was very excited about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't even know what they're listening to right now.
That's because you intro'd the show like, thanks for tuning in, everybody.
You like, kind of interrupted my intro. You're
Please.
Listening to Woods
would and
Waters.
Would you like to start
Carolina.
The? We can start the music back up again.
Do you mind?
Not at all. Okay, you ready to try this again? You can try it again. All right, do it right this time. Go ahead. She's not going to do it. Welcome to Woods and Water, South Carolina. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Roger Metz, and I'm joined by Useless over here. You just snorted on the radio. I can't believe you did that.
I'm Taylor.
She who snorts.
It's gotten really bad lately.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Yeah, thanks for tuning in. I hope you're having a great weekend. Got a busy show, just us today. It's kind of nice every once in a while just to sit back and not have a guest and talk about some of the things we've either missed, the pile of missed stuff in the calendar growing exponentially every week because we've had such good guests and can't get around to all of everything.
It's going to be a fun show.
It is. We're going to delve into a few things going on around the state. Got a good calendar.
Dad, you know what's coming up?
What?
Deer season.
Oh, I know. Well, dove season gets here before that.
Well, that's true. But a lot of this is going to be deer-related.
Yeah. Yeah, next week I think we're going to have Charles Ruth on to talk about deer season, some of the things we talk about every year, but maybe not some of the same things we talk about every year, too. Got to figure out what we're going to do
Who
there.
Who else is excited for dove season, though? I mean, I'm pumped. I'm so excited.
The dove field looks very, very good. You don't have to have a lot of rain in the summer. You just need kind of frequent rain. And the nice thing about brown top millet, it's very drought tolerant. Mm-hmm. Very drought tolerant. I've had years where you haven't had rain for like a month, 4 or 5 weeks, and you get a shower and buddy just boom, just explodes. Mm-hmm. So the brown top right now is probably getting in the neighborhood of 4 feet tall.
Dang.
Yeah, it's up above my knees.
Well.
And starting to brown head, the heads are starting to turn a little. The
season should be good for us this year because we got a couple dove fields around, so to keep the birds moving, which was always a big problem last year.
Yeah.
But as long as we don't have, knock on wood, fingers crossed that
tropical storm.
We don't have a tropical storm that moves in because that seems to happen every year and it pushes all the birds out.
Yeah, it does.
But hopefully we won't have any problems. I want a good dove season.
Yes, we want a good dove season. So that's essentially, and for those of you who may be new to South Carolina or who may be new to the show, we start our year on September the 1st. That is, since the day I was able to carry a gun or tag along behind my brother, opening day of dove season, Labor Day weekend, has kind of been the start of our year. If you live it outdoors, you know, you could have a year that starts in October if you're a deer hunter. Mm-hmm. August if you're a deer hunter, October if you're a deer hunter. Quail hunter, you're probably looking at November, duck hunting in November. Mm-hmm. And if you like to hike, pretty much any month, pick it. Mm-hmm. Just your favorite month to hike could be your start of your year. But around here, September 1st is the start of a new year.
And it's a good day for family traditions, too. I mean, every opening day we have a get-together at the farm.
We do.
Have a shoot.
Or somewhere.
And we have a new little one that'll be coming with us.
Yeah, you know, I talked about Lee when he was born. It came 6 weeks early.
5 weeks.
Six.
Five.
Look at the calendar. It's 6 weeks. He was born on July 15th. His due date was August 26th. And there's 31 days in there, so it's 6 weeks. Lee Robert Paris came here July the 15th, mm-hmm. 6 weeks early, 5 pounds, 3 ounces, 18 inches long. Had a set of lungs on him from the beginning. That was one huge, huge relief. He's picked up eating pretty good. He gained somewhere around 1 to 2 ounces a day.
He hit 6 pounds today.
He hit 6 pounds this week, yes. All right. And finally got to see him. They were in the NICU unit or our private family room at Green Memorial for 2.5 weeks.
Yep.
And came home Monday night, got to see him, got to hold him for a moment. And
he's a cutie.
This grandparenting thing is fun.
He's a cutie.
I mean, I held him for a few minutes, gave him back, and left. Called him the next day, and she goes, "But last night was rough." I'm like, yeah, those 2:30 feedings in the morning will get you. Mm-hmm. But, yes, so wanted everybody. And there have been, if you follow along on Facebook or whatever, I rarely ever ask for your thoughts and prayers, but I did this time around just because he was so early. And for those of you that did, we really appreciated it. It helped immensely. Yep. I promise you it helped immensely. And so from the bottom of our heart, from our family, from Jordan and Daniel, everybody, we thank you for that. And, you know, there's 7.5 minutes of the first 10. Let's get to the calendar.
I was gonna make my little announcement. So if y'all listened to the show last week, we did a bunch of iCast interviews. And since then, I'm famous.
Again. Nothing like tooting your own horn.
Yeah, it feels good. Oh, it does. No, I had the honor of being able to shoot some film with English Channel, Chris Brown. He's been on the show before, and we've been on his podcast. I don't know if y'all have heard of him. If not,
English
go check
Channel's
him out.
Out of Birmingham, Alabama.
Yeah, go check him out mm-hmm. on social media. And go to their website, because when you pull up their website, they're doing an AFTCO review. Go watch it. Don't make fun of me, but I just feel so special. Like,
do you know what you sound like right now?
I know, but still.
Oh, my goodness.
I was very excited when he asked me to do that. And
you were very nervous, too.
I was very nervous.
Yeah.
I think it went okay.
And now you know how to prepare for next year.
Yeah.
This is going to continue. So, yeah.
So go check them out, and we are going to be doing some work with them in the future, hopefully.
Yes, we are. We've got some meetings set up. We're going to try to interact a little more with their podcast and with our radio show. And then I also have Bass East is another website podcast that wants to carry our show.
Wow.
So it's, we're...
Look at us.
Yeah, it's...
We must be doing something right.
I don't know, maybe. We pay our bills, they allow us to stay on the air. Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, that's kind of like the first segment.
We got three more to go.
Y'all, for some reason or other, I have just absolutely hit a brick wall this afternoon.
That's fine.
It's just ate. That's what I shouldn't have eaten.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
I'm going to down the rest of this Coke during
the
break.
I think I had like 3 rolls.
Yeah, that's not a good thing. So, anyway, y'all hang on. We'll be back with more Woods and Water South Con on the other side to break. And I'll try to wake up in the interim. So, y'all hang on. And welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. Got to be more productive this segment, Taylor. Got things to talk about, things to get through, right? All right. And I guess, kicking off, we need to get on the calendar of events, which is brought to you by Visit Anderson and...
Green Pond Landing and Event Center.
You know, non-governmental organizations, NGOs, like National Deer Alliance, Ducks Unlimited, Quail Forever, National Rifle Association, Rocky Mountain Duck Federation, they all had a tough year last year. So, as we go through the fall, they're going to be having their banquets and all. Try to get out and support them. Go spend some money. All the money you didn't spend last year, spend twice that much this year. Spend some of that stimulus money. Start off August 12th with the Low Country National Deer Association Banquet at the Holiday Alumni Center. That's the 12th from 6 to 11. It's going to be in the, that's at the Citadel at 69 Haywood Avenue. Please join us for our first event as the NDA, the National Deer Association. Raffles live and silent auction, top-tier food, entertainment, open bar. There comes the Amazon vehicle. bringing me a new lens cover for the camera.
Did you lose the...
Yeah.
Dad.
It blew out of Brandon Cobb's boat on Lake Greenwood. Just the lens cover. Not much. It's only like the fourth one I've had to buy in the last couple of years.
Oh, that's great.
Sponsor table and vendor booths only. Outdoor space available for equipment displays if you want to bring some equipment with you.
And you want to get a more expensive camera.
Oh, I'm going to get an expensive camera.
Okay.
Camera's not the problem, and I can replace the lens cap. Go ahead.
Well, so if you're going to be in the Low Country, make sure to look into that. But if you're going to be here in the Upstate in Anderson, go to Grady's Go Outdoors for the 60th anniversary Henry Rifle Event. Sorry, I can't speak.
So Grady's is celebrating 60th anniversary.
Yes.
And they got Henry Rifle to come be part of it.
Yes, and they're going to have some great sales and, in all caps, free ammo.
Everybody just went, ooh, free ammo. Free ammo. Yes.
So if you want to go to the Low Country thing, go up there at 10 o'clock when it starts in the morning, and then you can go to the Low Country thing.
You know, it's amazing. We're on track to set another record for gun sales. Last year, there were 39.4 million NICS checks in the United States. This year through June, there's been 22.2 million. And when you talk about ammo, I mean, the companies are producing as fast as they can. Remington's back online making ammunition. They went through their sell-off and buy and back into production. You know, the president of Hornady had a great comment on ammunition, the shortages. He said, there are 8 million new shooters in 2020. 8 million. He said they just bought 100 rounds. That's, 80 million rounds of ammunition, 800 million rounds of ammunition? My math is not going to be right today.
You're an accountant, though.
Yeah, well, my computer does everything for me.
Oh, yes.
Add machine is there for simple add, subtract. But, yeah, I mean, it's just a fact. We have just more people involved in shooting sports. I know there are guys looking for hunting ammunition for their rifles already and can't find it. I mean, it's tough. But anyway, so yeah, you free ammo. And Gunbroker, I noticed Gunbroker, CCI mini mags are still like 20 cents a piece. 1,000 rounds is the guys on there advertising for $219 for 1,000 rounds. I did notice that AR ammunition is down just a little bit. Your 5.56 223 ammo is down just a little bit, down around $600 for 1,000. So anyway, just nugget information. Back to the calendar, the Bamberg County Chamber of Commerce is having their South Fork Canoe Kayak Paddle Trip Saturday, August 14th. They're paddling from Brabham Landing, you need to be there about 9 o'clock, to a private landing about 4 miles down the river. There will be a free shuttle, donations accepted. Bring your own gear and equipment, a life jacket and whistle are required by law. If you need something, you can rent a boat or gear from Coke Kayak Company. Camping and cabins available at the Edisto Birdhouse Refuge Cabins. That would be cool. Near Branchville or Bromwell State Park near Blackville. Sponsored by Bamberg County Chamber of Commerce. I guess you need to contact them. And paddlers, I love this. Paddlers accept the fact that there is an assumption of risk when you paddle, which is awfully close to reasonable risk as implied when lion hunting, which is one of my favorite quotes from Robert Rourke.
In your quotes. I have something kind of related to that.
All of my quotes. They're not mine. Nothing. great quotes.
They're the quotes you quote all the time.
I know, but they're great.
Mm-hmm. I have something kind of related to that, and I'm not sure if I've done this before. It sounds really familiar, but I've read over a lot of this stuff, so that just could be it. But
we just did their shooting day, too. They just had their shooting day last week, which I think is what we talked about last week.
Well, if I've said it, this is your reminder. If not, this is new. You know, yeah. There's going to be a weekend on the water, August 20th through the 22nd. Join the women of Artemis, South Carolina for 3 days of fishing, kayaking, and enjoying Lake Murray. All experience levels welcome. Space is limited, though, so there can be room for everybody to participate. If you're interested, contact Baby Harrison at anglingwomen@gmail.com.
Or the South Carolina Wildlife Federation.
Yep.
Which is where she is now.
Yep.
Which is where she will be coming from when she talks to us about the Women's Weekend coming up in November.
Yes, we will hopefully be doing a segment with her talking a little bit about that. I know she's excited about that.
She's very excited, but she was also on social media asking if anybody out there wants to do an introductory kayak class. She needs an instructor for the introductory kayak class. So if you're into kayaking, contact BB at the South Carolina Wildlife Federation, and it'd be a great opportunity for you to get involved, give back a little bit, and teach some ladies how to kayak.
You're out of calendars, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
Oh.
I just have one laying down here. If you've been keeping up with the South Carolina Bob White Initiative, Tall Timbers, you know, Bring Back the Whistle, they're going to have a live and or Zoom webinar for you to hear updates on the South Carolina Bob White Initiative, Tall Timbers, Carolina's Regional Quail Project. Lots of exciting things happening. There could be a couple of short presentations. Biologists from both Tall Timbers and DNR will be on hand and available to answer questions. If you want to go to the meeting live, it's Monday evening, August 23rd, at the offices of Kirk Commercial Construction on Bluff Road in Columbia. Put that on your calendar, Taylor.
Okay.
You got that? 23rd. Don't let me forget. Doors open at 6. I think I have a 2-day reminder on my calendar. You may want to put a 1-day on yours. Doors open at 6. Light refreshments will be served. So if you intend to attend in person, we ask you pre-register by emailing Brett Carmichael at, ready for this, Carmichael, CarmichaelB, at dnr.sc.gov. If you cannot attend in person, you can view the event on Zoom beginning at 6:30 using the link, meeting ID, and passcode shown below, which I can't give to you. But I think if you look for, you know, Tall Timbers, South Carolina Bob White Initiative, you probably can find this event and get your own web meeting and passcode.
Good old Zoom.
So, don't miss having Zoom meetings.
Nope. It's happening. Deer season's coming, and youth days are coming along with that, and they're coming up very, very fast. So if you're in the low country, game zones 3 and 4, your youth day is going to be Saturday, August 14th.
Bring lots of thermocells.
Yes.
three or four per person. One in each pocket up front.
Especially if you're hunting in swamps and
And snake boots. And
yeah, snake boots.
Those people down there are adventurous.
Well, it looks like we're going down there to hunt at some point with Santee.
But that's going to be in, like, November.
Still.
I'm going to wait for the mosquitoes. It's okay. I can handle gators. I can see a 12-foot gator, and I can avoid him without getting bit.
You can't see a 9-foot rattlesnake.
Sure you can. You can see them rattlesnakes, too. It's those stupid mosquitoes that, you know, I can see them coming, but I can't fight them off.
The ones you can fit saddles on.
The Low Country Air Force.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I don't know, the bottom where I hunt, those have some mosquitoes too, but they're not that big.
Yeah, no, they're not that big.
They just hurt. Oh, they hurt. Oh. Anyway, game.
I got bit in Orlando by mosquitoes. Those things really hurt.
I felt like a daggum bee sting.
Yes, yeah, they really
hurt. Mine swelled up and. Ugh.
Yeah, I had a reaction to one too, which was odd because usually they leave me alone. But anyway, continue on. August 14th, the Low Country.
And then Game Zone 2 is Saturday, September 11th. Game Zone 1 is Saturday, September 25th. Now, regulations are pretty much the same for you 17 years and younger. And youth hunters who have not completed the hunter education program must be accompanied by an adult of at least 21 years of age. And no licensing and tags are required for the adult or the youth that's hunting.
Very good.
Get ready for that. That's very good. I'm excited. This is my last year being able to do a youth home.
That's right.
That's sad.
That's right.
When real life really, really hits you.
Yeah. Dove season is coming. We talked about that last. There are some, you know, there's some public dove fields out there. And don't forget you have to have the migratory bird permit. It's required, but it's free. Bag limits on doves, 15 doves per day. No limit on Eurasian collared doves. It's September the 4th is opening day, and there's a list. If you go to DNR, there's a list of public dove fields, and we'll probably run over this a little closer to season two, or maybe we might not get back around to it, depending on how busy we are. But Blue Ridge Electric erects power line structure to enhance SCDNR dove fields. This will be of interest to those who are hunting.
We love
Greenville County.
Lines.
This is back from April of 2021. Blue Ridge Electric Cooperative recently donated equipment, staff, and poles to put up two segments of non-active power lines at Tall Pines Wildlife Management Area, WMA, dove fields in northern Greenville County. The power lines stretch across the dove field, help both mourning doves and biologists. The lines give mourning doves additional habitat and a place to roost where they can rest and keep their eyes on birds of prey. The lines also give wildlife biologists an easy way to keep track of how many doves are using the fields. Tall Pines, the new dove fields at Tall Pines are the only public dove fields in Greenville County and they're popular with upstate area dove hunters. Last year was the first year the fields were established, and SCDNR staff have worked to improve habitat and access. Three fields are located on the property, planting sunflowers, wheat, and millet. Tall Pines dove fields are only... you could have pressed that button.
You don't let me press buttons.
Yeah, well, now y'all lost to see. Are only open for dove hunting during the designated dove season. It's 1,757 acres now. Mm-hmm. Tall Pines, it's big.
That was my article you took.
Oh, was it? Okay, well...
Hence the messy markings.
Yeah, I was just fixing to say the lines going through words. I was trying to.
I can't.
Your underlining.
I can't. I was never able to color in the lines when I was growing up. I cannot underline words.
That's obvious, folks. I need to take a snapshot of this, put it on Facebook. All right. Y'all hang on. We'll be back with the third segment of the show after the break. I don't think about it. No.
Don't think I don't. What is with your music choices? They get worse every week.
Turn it up loud enough, I can drown you out.
No, you can't. You can't. That's the joy of headphones.
Yes, that's
you cannot.
Headphones.
You cannot drown me out. Oh, don't mute me. Don't, Dad.
There. Look at that. She's gone. It's magic. She's gone.
Yourself.
She's gone.
You muted yourself before.
And I wasn't talking. Are you gonna be good?
Maybe.
She started again.
Y'all,
oh my goodness.
This is so bad. What is wrong with me?
I don't know what's wrong with you.
I really
You're 17 and you're blonde.
That has nothing to do with snorting.
I don't know about that. back in 19, and we've got the deer lottery draw hunts. I transition here. August 15th is the deadline for the deer lottery draw hunts. We have several in South Carolina. And rather than me talking about it from these sheets I've got here, which I'm going to talk just a little bit. Well, I don't know. Emily. Anyway, back in August of 19, Emily Kearse was on the show. She is SCDNR's person on the lottery hunts. And I had her on, and she did a really good job. She was kind of nervous. But so we're going to – I went back and rescued a couple of segments that we'll talk about. I let her talk about and draw hunts, and I'll come back and fill in a little bit. So hang on just a second. This is Emily Kearse from SCDNR.
Here in South Carolina, we're very fortunate because we have places in the state where you can apply for a small fee. I think it's $10 in most instances for a lottery hunt. And not only getting access, but you get access to a highly managed piece of ground for you to go hunt on. And it's all different hunts. It's deer, turkey, waterfowl, and all. So, like I always do, I get on the horn with somebody, and somebody makes a mistake in answering an email. And today's mistake is Emily Kearse. She is
the
permitting biologist, lottery hunt coordinator for DNR. And Emily, thank you for taking time out to be on Woods and Water, South Carolina.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yes. And don't be nervous. This is,
yes, sir.
This is just like talking to somebody on the phone.
Yes, sir.
Well, take just a moment, introduce yourself, and what your job there with the lottery hunt coordinator is.
Sure. So as you said, I'm Emily Kearse. I am the permitting biologist and lottery hunt coordinator for the South Carolina Department of Natural Resources. I've kind of taken on the role to be in charge of our public lottery hunts program.
Okay.
As you mentioned earlier, this program does provide hunting opportunities to the public on, you know, some of our highly managed, you know, wildlife management areas. The program has grown, you know, since it started.
Okay.
A lot more people are applying.
Yes,
sir. We've added, of course, you know, more, you know, hunt sites over the years, and we are trying to accommodate, you know, more hunt dates.
Okay.
As the popularity is getting, you know, bigger.
Sure.
Currently, we hold lotteries for 5 different species.
Okay.
Those are alligator, deer, waterfowl, quail, and that's my 5 right there.
That's your 5.
That's my 5. For 2 of those, we do offer a youth lottery option.
Okay.
We offer that for waterfowl and turkey. So
okay.
We do have a youth option for those okay. 2 species.
All right.
Just a little side note, I do a lot with the lottery. We do have other youth hunts
right,
throughout our agency, but I only handle the lottery one.
Okay. All right.
You muted both of us, and I needed to come back after that little segment.
I didn't.
That was the intro for Emily. Got about 4 minutes here where she talks a lot more in depth about the lottery hunts, the different type the lottery applications you can have, and a few tricks maybe to get it. To make sure that you get drawn, maybe send it to some other people. So, again, this is more Emily Kearse about South Carolina lottery hunts on the deer side. We did this interview, we did turkeys and ducks and gators. Of course, gators are already closed out. The deer are due August 15th. So, here we go with Emily.
And that's alligator. And I wondered that because that's what a lot of people said. On your average, do you have an average for somebody applying for, if they apply? Now, granted, there's some fluctuation in how you apply determines how often you get it, how soon mm-hmm. you're going to get drawn, and we'll get into that a little bit later. On the average, if somebody applies to the same deer hunt, for how many years will they take to get drawn on average? Just a guess.
First it depends on what application you apply for.
Here we go.
So we'll kind of go into deer. We do have a new deer lottery this year.
I wanted to cover that one too, so wherever you want to go with it.
Well, okay, so in the past, we have had 3 deer lotteries. We've had the multi-site, we've had the web archery only, and then the web steel gun.
Okay.
So typically, the web deer lottery hunts are your most famous. Everyone wants to get in on those.
Right.
So typically, for the web, it's about 4 years.
Okay.
So we can have your patience. I promise you'll be worth the wait.
Yeah.
We joke a lot that a lot of people apply just for the good food down there.
Shoot, yes.
Those women down there know how to cook.
Yes, ma'am.
Sir. So like I said, this year we've added a new deer lottery.
Okay.
This one is called the Unrestricted Multi-Site Deer Lottery.
Okay.
We have taken Bear Island, Donley, and Bonneau Ferry.
Right.
Those are the 3 properties in this lottery.
Okay.
The Unrestricted, we get that name from, there's no antler restrictions on those properties.
Okay.
For the other deer lotteries, you know, to harvest a legal buck, there has to be 4 points on one side or 12-inch minimum spread.
Right.
So those restrictions do not apply to those 3 properties, the Bear Island, Donley, and Bonneau Ferry.
Okay.
We are trying to harvest some more deer from those properties, so we encourage you all to apply. It is a new hunt, so all applicants will be starting at 0 preference points.
Okay. So a lot of people will apply this year, will get drawn this year.
We hope.
We hope.
I don't know how many people are going to apply. Okay. We hope a good amount. We want to accommodate more. We've added some additional dates to those properties as well. Just something to keep in mind, you know, an individual, they can apply for all 4 of the deer lottery hunts.
Okay.
But it is up to the applicant to make sure they don't choose a date, you know, on the same date on, you know, two different applications. Just be mindful when applying, you know, that you don't get selected for two hunts on the same day.
What are some of the, going along with that thought, you know, of how to apply for these hunts and all, what are some of the other things that affect where you fall in the lottery?
So, of course, the first will be preference points. The big tip is you do want to apply each year with the same customer ID number. That's how you're going to build up your preference points.
Okay.
The higher number of preference points you have, the higher chance you're going to be selected. It also depends, you know, what sites you pick as well as dates. Of course, usually the earlier hunt dates for deer, you know, especially during rut season, more people tend to apply for those dates. So usually the later dates, you know, December, you know, many don't pick those dates. So okay. You might have a better chance of being selected depending on the dates you select.
Okay. What about people in your group? If you got 2 to 4 guys applying on the same application, does changing the people in that application affect how many preference points the person that's been in there the longest?
Yes, sir, it can.
Okay.
So let's say me and you, we were a party. We've been applying for 2 years, so we have 2 preference points.
Okay.
Starting this year, let's say we wanted to add your brother.
All right.
That will affect us. When adding a new member that has 0 preference points, when we do the drawing, it takes the person in your party with the least number of preference points into account.
Okay.
So that can affect your chances.
Okay.
Yeah, so just remember that. I was looking right here on the current one. She said, you know, we had a new hunt available in 2019. It says we got a new hunt available this year, too, which is the Deer Unrestricted Multisite, which I thought she just talked about. Anyway, average number of preference points for selection this year. The deer multi-site is 1 to 2. The unrestricted is 0. That's what it says. The web gun, 3 to 4, and web archery is 3 to 4. So if you're going to apply for these hunts, just realize you may have to have as many as 4, maybe 5 points to get drawn. I know alligator, I've got 4 points and didn't get drawn. So that's going up every year. But when I went back and listened to this, in 2019, they eliminated the wildlife management area alligator lottery. So that made everyone in 20 have to have more points because more people were applying for fewer tags, which makes sense. Mm-hmm. So now it might all make sense to me. Let's see. That was okay. So in finishing out the lottery hunt thing, they are open for deer. They're due August 15th. You can do that online. I'm getting a signal here from my co-host here. I need to punch a button. Okay.
I just don't know which
punch
button.
Punch a button. Okay. you know, we got Belfast and Lawrence County, Botany Bay, Hamilton Ridge, Palachicola, and Watery. Those are all deer multi-site applications. Deer unrestricted multi-sites, Bear, Bonifari, Donnelly, and, of course, you got the Webb Wildlife Area and the archery hunt on that, too. So, again, August 15th is your deadline for making those hunts. Or that lottery application, you might not get drawn. But, yeah, we always played that moon game. That's why we took us so long to get drawn. But anyway, all right, I'll give you the next segment.
How generous, thank you.
You're welcome. I'm just not even going to say a word next segment. As long as you don't complain about my music, I'll be all right. Hang on. Back with more Woods and Water, South Carolina. This is your segment. Go.
That's why you're pointing at me.
That's why I'm pointing at
okay.
you.
Okay. All right. Welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. Apparently, I'm taking over this segment. But that's probably not a good thing when it comes to this. Because I can rant about this for a very long time. But, Dad, you're going to help me out on this. Because you've got your own input, I'm sure.
All right.
About
go
some
ahead.
Of these. So, it is getting into deer season. And, you know, if you live here, fishing season's year-round. And this just kind of is some things that you want to watch out for when you are posting anything. anything outdoor related. You know, it's very diverse what can go wrong when, I mean, some things you might even not realize you're doing that you are doing that is part of the five cardinal sins of posting hunting and fishing content.
This is where the admins for South Carolina Deer Hunters, we need to have them on, and we need to do a what not to do and to do in a deer hunting group. Go ahead.
Lately, I mean, social media has become a big thing where you can either get famous off of it or you can ruin your name on it. And it's very easy to do. And especially if you are a hunter, not so much. I mean, fishermen, we don't get a bunch of heat like hunters do, because hunters are known for killing Bambi. And the way to avoid that is to watch the way you post during your hunting seasons. And, I mean, it can go for fishing, but a lot of the fishing is videos of people throwing their fish, like actually like throwing them off the back of the boat while the boat's moving, instead of doing a proper release, something like that. You know, just some things you need to watch out for.
Thinking it's funny when it's not.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, like I said, social media is a huge platform. It gives everyday people the ability to share their stories and content and passion for the outdoors. But more and more people seem to fall into the trap of chasing likes, followers, and sponsorship dollars, which is a very big thing. So the first cardinal sin that we have here is faking the details of a hunting or fishing trip. Now, this can be a huge issue sometimes that I see. It can be straight up lying. It can be, I mean, fishermen, we're known for.
Be careful, I was just going to say now.
We're known for, what's the word that we like to use?
You just stretch the truth a little bit. You stretch the fish, it becomes bigger. You stretch the amount of time that you fought the fish. You know,
especially the size of the fish.
Yeah. You hold that fish out 3 feet close to the camera, it gets really big.
Yeah.
You hold it back where it should be. Yeah, not so big.
But a lot of this goes for hunting, not so much fishing. Okay. But there are some private fisheries. But if you're hunting on private lands and you want to make it look like you're like hunting on public lands, that can be an issue. So staying in lodges for the hunts when you're putting on that you've been camping on the hunt, or hunting high fence animals and claim on your hashtag public land and free range. And then people find out that you have been stock hunting and baiting what you have posted.
Well, there's been some big people who have gotten busted here over the last couple of years for doing exactly that on social media. And then after investigations, they've prosecuted several of them.
Oh, goodness.
Yes, for illegal tags, for baiting deer where baiting's not allowed, for shooting out of, you know, without a license. I mean, social media will make you do things that you normally wouldn't do to make yourself look bigger and better.
Exactly. And it says here, if you feel the need to lie about anything you're doing the outdoors, you're probably not doing things for the right reasons.
Absolutely.
If you're doing everything legally, and you need to be proud of it.
Sure.
And the second sin is the way it printed out, I can't read it. But I got to underline one part of it. And the cardinal sin, it's showing blatantly unsafe or unethical behavior, which we know that happens a lot, and you see it a lot.
Wear your safety harness.
Yes.
And your lifeline.
That's simple enough. Is more of a video problem.
It can be.
Or not pointing your gun in the right direction when you're taking a picture.
See, that's the big one right there. Yeah. A lot of people will lay their gun down across their animal and get behind it, and the gun's pointed right at you.
Yep.
It may or may not be unloaded. Mm-hmm. You may or may not even know.
Yeah.
But in a picture, it gives the wrong message about gun safety.
Yep.
Because number one cardinal rule is never point a gun at somebody or something you're not ready to shoot. So you always got to watch that muzzle direction.
Mm-hmm. It also says when you're taking the pictures, be mindful of what's hanging out, whether that's the tongue. If it's a deer, I mean, a lot of times when you shoot a deer, their tongue's hanging out. Just be classy about it. And a lot of people will take the blood and rub it on their faces. And, you know, if it's your first deer, that's kind of different. But if it's just you're wanting to get out there and just be like, oh, look at this.
Yes.
You know, you don't be in your face. That's how hunters are going to get a bad name. That's how they already have a bad name. But we just want to stay classy with what we have. Field dress them or quarter them quickly and cleanly after that. So,
and you know, it doesn't. Most people have a bottle of water with them, It doesn't take much to wash away a little bit of blood, right, or take some leaves and cover up what's, you know, what you don't want. What, because hunters, we get used to it.
Yeah.
To us, it's just part of the hunt.
Especially
it is part
if
of
you
the
clean
hunt.
Your own deer on your property, yeah, you're used to it.
It's part of it. But to the average ordinary person who made you listen to the show going, oh, already they're just, mm-hmm, you know, this is, we don't want you to gag when you see us with a picture of a deer.
Right.
We need your support.
Right.
There's an 80% support in the United States. The National Shooting Sports Federation did a study in 2020 or 2019 into 2020 that found that 82% of the general public approves of hunting when it comes to hurt deer management or wildlife management for food and stuff like that.
Right.
So when we do this, we don't want you to gag when you see it, because it's, you know, because it just takes a minute to clean it up. And then if you post it online, it's fit for anybody to look at. Other hunters look at it and go, great deer. Other people just in passing go, oh, look, he got a deer. Yep. So, yeah, it doesn't take long. It just takes a minute, and it makes the picture oh so much better.
And the same could be said for fishing. I mean, sometimes you hook them through the gills, and you take the hook out. You want to get a picture of a nice fish. There's blood running on the side. Just put them in the water, shake it off a little bit, take a quick pic.
Quick picture, and then, get them back in the water.
Yeah. Yep. Just be classy and considerate of others. Number three.
And respect for the game, too.
Yeah, true. Number three, influencers buying fake status. Now, this happens a lot, and it has gotten to be a lot more obvious. It used to be you really couldn't tell. Now, sometimes it's kind of obvious. But just be careful of how you come across as an influencer. A lot of people will buy their followers. Some of them get followers in the form of, I mean, anything. People will buy pages that have already been built up and wipe the old posts and change the name, and then there's Instagram fame.
There you go.
Just all of a sudden. And it's as if I've learned anything, it's that the number of followers on an account rarely correlates to the person's clout in the outdoors. That's a good thing to remember.
Are you talking to me?
No, I'm not talking to you. Why do you think I'm talking to you?
I don't have a whole lot of followers.
Huh?
I said I don't have a whole lot of followers.
But you're not buying followers.
Yeah, and I'm not sure I have any clout either. So.
Well, clout can be a bad thing too. Okay. okay. I cannot take too long on this. But number four is, Huntress is focusing on the wrong thing. Please never, ever call a female hunter a huntress. Please.
Well, some of them like it. Some of them out there, they like that. They like that tag, huntress.
Some of them.
In their heads, they have it built up. Yeah, okay.
All right, well, not me. Don't call Taylor a huntress. We actually had a girl on here that talked about her view on this, and her name is Becca Garris, and she has a long blurb here, but I'm just going to pick out a couple of things that I've underlined. A pretty girl can go out there and flaunt herself as much as she wants, and then cute little shorts and everything, holding her bow upside down, or the reel upside down, or just, I mean, there's so many things that can go wrong with that. They can look as good as they want to, but it attracts followers, but it does very little to inspire other women and young girls. And that's pretty much all you need to know about that, is because it is so true. They can get as many followers as they want because they're out there doing that, but to the girls that are out here looking at it from a different perspective, we are losing hope, because it's like, oh, well, that's the only way I'm going to get Instagram famous or something, is by doing that. No, that is very far from the truth. And it's really sad that it has become something that is an everyday thing. But I'm going to stop there, because I'm not going to go into that whole section again, because y'all know I can rant about that as long as I want to. I don't know. A lot of people can sell themselves short of their actual
worth.
Yes. And just always remember, before you post something, just think about how it looks to everybody. And, you know, consider everybody from different walks of life. Just make yourself look classy. don't fit into what everybody thinks that outdoor people should be. Remember that, you know, we're conservationists. We come in all different shapes and sizes, all different walks of life, and just keep that in mind when you go on social media and post, and watch your hashtags. Don't make them dumb. No ripping lips and stuff like that. Just be careful. Gosh. That's Taylor's tip for the week.
All right, good. Fun things to do in South Carolina: have a heat stroke,
oh, Lord.
Get bit by a water moccasin, get sucked into a hurricane, run from wasps, have a fire ant farm, run the air conditioner and the heater in the same day, fall into the stickers in your front yard, that being holly bushes, watch your groceries melt from the grocery store to your house, get second degree sunburn, and fist fight mosquitoes.
Second degree sunburn.
Didn't somebody go to the beach and decide they weren't going to wear any shirt or something and get, like, blisters?
Yes.
Yeah. You need to work on
but,
that.
Hey, don't insult him.
Oh, I can all I want.
He's a smart kid. He just
okay.
It's stubborn.
All right. Well, anyway, thanks for tuning in. Hope you have a great rest of the weekend. Get outside. Get ready for deer season. Mm-hmm. That means shooting your bow like I did today. Anyway, make time to get out there.
Take the back roads when you can.
Don't forget the camera. See you back here next week. More Woods and Water, South Carolina.
Ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? Yes, I'm gone to Cal.